A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'Do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow.' But I say to you, do not swear at all, not by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Do not swear by your head, for you cannot make a single hair white or black. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one." The Gospel of the Lord. One of my favorite phrases is the phrase, "If truth be told." My preaching partner of nearly 25 years, in her preaching, would often say those words, "If truth be told," in the middle of her homily. And I was always excited when I heard that, because I was aware that I was about to hear a real truth, a truth that I could trust, a truth that I could depend upon. It seems to me that the truth is hard to come by today. It almost seems as if truth really doesn't matter anymore. As a matter of fact, some in my circles are even referring to these times as the post-truth era. For those of us in the United States, we are suffering from the oxymoronic consideration of what could be called false truth, coming from every side. Imagine false truths, fabricated truths, created out of nothing truths. And we ask ourselves, is this truly the news or is this fake news? What authority decides what news is? On what grounds does said authority decide whether news is true or fake? The times are challenging. We are being pushed to our emotional limits. In today's Gospel of St. Matthew, Jesus is challenging what seemed to be similar problems of his own day. So it's somewhat comforting knowing that the struggles we're going through today happened before, and the world has survived. So we will survive with God's help. Jesus was challenging what seemed to be the same problems people using the law, the Mosaic law, for their own purposes. People swearing on this or that value, thinking whatever value they named or they swore by would somehow give more credibility to their words. People looking for higher values on which to swear, since one's own word was no longer good enough. Jesus really called them out on this. "Isn't your word good enough? You have to find something else to swear on?" Jesus truly was raising the bar on truth. "The truth doesn't serve you and your purposes," Jesus was saying. "You exist to serve the truth." And I think to myself, what could be more meaningful for a Dominican than to hear what Jesus is saying today? The truth is something we serve, and that we are born to serve, that we live to serve, that we are vowed to serve. Now, when I think of that, I struggle. I struggle with what I'm witnessing in the world today, because I see so much untruth, or I see and hear so much that gives me suspicion of whether or not the truth has anything to do with what I am hearing. And I realize in my struggles, I can't change the world. I can't stop the lies. I have no power over the non-truth that I am hearing on the radio waves and that I am witnessing on TV. It's very difficult to change the world. I can't change Vladimir Putin in Russia. I can't change the words of Kim Jong-un in North Korea. I can't change our own politicians who march to the beat of a different drummer. It's causing me to struggle, but then at the same time, it's causing me to at least go into an area that I might have some power to change, and that is myself. I can change me, or at least I can keep praying and trying to change me. So I have to ask from this gospel today, do I say yes and mean it when I say it? Do I say no and really mean it when I say no? Am I clear in what I am saying? Do I avoid playing games with what I am saying to other people in my life? Do I avoid passive-aggressive behavior in the way I act, in the attitudes that I convey? Is my mind and my heart and my mouth totally in sync with God's? That's the question. When I hear Jesus give these challenges in Matthew's gospel, I have to ask myself, not everyone else in the world, I have to ask myself, is my mind and my heart and my mouth totally in sync with God's? As God is my truth, am I my own truth in God? I chose to preach for this day because it's actually my birthday, somewhat of a significant birthday. But I'm not feeling puffed up by this birthday. I'm actually feeling humbled by it. Humbled by the challenge to survive life, to live life, to contribute to life, but to do it with integrity, to do it in honesty and truthfulness. We are all called to live lives in service of the truth. Jesus is saying today, keep it simple, and tell the truth. If truth be told, we need Jesus more than ever before to help us at least be among those who continually pray to live in the truth.